So, this is the Camry I heard about, huh?
This is the big boy, the top of the line. This is as good as it gets.
Oh, really?
You know, you hear Lexus, Lexus, Lexus. You don't hear Camry, Camry. But that's what you should be hearing.
Well, tell me, what's in the engine here?
What's in it? Big stuff. Big charging, crazy pistons, nutty pistons.
That's Larry David trying to sell Toyotas on his show Curb Your Enthusiasm, and he failed miserably at it.
Big surprise.
Exactly. But real Toyota dealers are also possibly facing a challenge in order to get Toyotas off their lots right now. There's been a string of bad news hitting the auto giants, multiple recalls, allegations of cover-ups, and an investigation over vehicle safety. We're going to look at from on the ground at a local Toyota dealership. We're joined again by Stephen Pekka. He's the pre-owned director of Scott Clark's Toyota City in Matthews, North Carolina. Good morning again, Stephen. Can you tell me what your sales numbers are so far this quarter?
Yeah, actually this quarter we're up, we've gained... we're a little bit different than norm. We've gained approximately 30% market share in our area.
Is that partially due to cash for clunkers?
That started the ball rolling, and we've had a great strong inventory all through the models. So we've been able to provide the customers that wanted the product with the product.
So you've got the largest recall ever from Toyota, more than 4 million vehicles or so. It's been blamed for 13 crashes, 5 fatalities, 17 injuries. This is not something we're used to hearing out of Toyota. And I'm wondering if you've had anyone come in and express concerns over safety or reliability.
Very, very, very little, Celeste. A lot of that was, excuse me for saying, but media more so than an actual fault in the floor mats of the Toyota. That's what it was based upon. And
you're saying that the media, that there's no foundation for the recall?
Very little, as you notice right now, even in your automotive news, which is our industry leader, it came, it hit, and it was gone within about a 30-day period of time.
Okay. Stephen Pekka is the pre-owned director of Scott Clark's Toyota City in Matthews, North Carolina. Thanks so much, Stephen.
You're welcome, Celeste.
To get another view from an analyst on this, on Toyota and the overall picture on the auto industry, we bring back a friend of the Takeaway, Paul Eisenstein. He's publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. Hi, Paul.
Hi. I'm feeling wounded and blamed.
Yeah, well, it's your fault that Toyota is catching flack over this recall. You heard Stephen say that this isn't a real problem.
I don't know what planet he's on. I have a little problem taking blame for the fact that Toyota has voluntarily agreed to recall something like four times as many vehicles as it ever did in a single year, and that the investigation by federal authorities is continuing because they're not yet completely satisfied with the explanation, and that it's going to take them months to get this thing resolved, and the fact that it's not the only recall. They also have the recall of Tundras, their full-size pickup, that have had such serious corrosion that they're in danger of having the spare tires fall off on the road and their brakes fail catastrophically, and the fact that they are in danger of having another recall of 300-some thousand 2006 Corollas and Matrixes, two mainstays, and there have been other recalls and other problems. And, I'm losing my breath.
Yeah, but other than that, what's the problem, Paul?
There's also a whistleblower who has been out there saying that Toyota's been hiding information about a safety problem. Toyota tried to tar and feather him for a while, and the courts have said, wait a second, this guy has some serious information.
Don't destroy
evidence.
This is the former Toyota lawyer who's filed a lawsuit saying that they didn't disclose the results from rollover crash tests. Is that right?
Correct, yeah.
And this is, as I was saying to Stephen, this is not what we are used to hearing about Toyota. They have built their reputation on high-quality, high-reliability cars.
Well, here's the good side. Stephen is right that people still are coming into Toyota dealers. I publish on not just my site, the DetroitBureau.com, but a lot of other places, and I do still hear people saying, wow, Toyota's standing behind us because they're doing this recall. They've built a reputation for quality and reliability, and it's helping carry them through with a lot of people. If this were a recall at Ford or GM in particular, we'd probably see people freaking out and leaving the dealerships in droves. So this is a good thing about spending so many years building a reputation. The problem is that now that reputation is getting tarnished, it's getting scratched. And the fact that they're also getting hit by people like J.D. Power and Associates and Strategic Visions and other analysts, even Consumer Reports magazine, for quality problems and other issues, that's starting to put them in a position where their vaunted and long-fought-for reputation for quality is starting to slip.
I think probably one of the worst things is make this a media issue is they had a crash that killed an off-duty California Highway Patrolman and a family of three.
Yeah, that one in August was spectacular. It was a sort of crash that you see in the movies where the vehicle races out of control, hits speeds over 100 miles an hour, leaps into the air off the side of the road, goes flying great distance, lands, rolls, and then bursts into flames, killing all four. But it's not the only one, and part of the problem is they now have not just the recall, but they have class action lawsuit, at least one that I know of, and individual lawsuits on top of that, claiming that there are other problems, mysterious gremlins, which a lot of us, frankly, in the media are skeptical about and have been raising questions about whether these claims are valid. But the fact is, they're out there, and people are raising these claims, and that's another problem that Toyota has to face.
Well, I think the concern among many people is perhaps Toyota became too large. They took over the world's largest automaker spot from GM. But my question to you is, how are they doing in comparison to the big three auto companies? Is Detroit doing any better?
Well, Detroit is not having these sort of recalls right now, which is good. In fact, Consumer Reports magazine, which an awful lot of people, a lot of import buyers pay close attention to, Consumer Reports came in to Detroit and announced their annual findings on vehicle reliability and praised Ford Motor Company in particular, had mixed results for the other two Detroit makers. And we're starting to see on the quality front, Detroit is starting to pick up, and that's really helping them. Toyota, yeah, they're doing better, and they are getting some good bounce from a few places like Consumer Reports. But Detroit is clearly catching up on the quality front in almost all the surveys out there, with the exception of Chrysler, which is in just deep trouble and can't seem to get its act together. Ford in particular and GM are closing on it, and that could help them in the next couple of years. It's interesting to note that Ford, your guest a moment ago, the dealer, mentioned the hybrids. And there's really only one hybrid in the U.S. selling, and that is the Toyota Prius. Everything else is sort of an also-ran on the sales charts. I'm sorry?
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have just gotten a beep in my phone. Ford is coming up quick on Toyota with the hybrid, the Fusion hybrid.
It's a fun car to drive.
Yeah, it's getting 4 miles a gallon better mileage than the Toyota Camry hybrid.
Well, we do have a end-of-year sale, auto sales coming out, and so we're going to have to check in with you, Paul, and see if we can interpret what those mean when we get them. Paul Eisenstein is the publisher of thedetroitbureau.com.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.